The snows on the hills fill my heart with winter chills. Christmas has once again found me. Dreams of my childhood and presents round the tree. Family and friends all around me. I'm coming home, back to the place I love. I'm coming home this December. Oh, songs and cheer with the ones that I hold dear. Christmas the way I remember. Lights all aglow and twinkling everywhere. Children with joy on their faces. Choirs sing old carols in each town and village square. Friends share the warmest embraces. I'm coming home, back to the place I love. I'm coming home this December. Oh, songs and cheer with the ones that I hold dear. Christmas the way I remember. Old photographs make me long for Christmas Eve. Everyone back home together. These are the moments I really do believe. Love lasts forever and ever. I'm coming home, back to the place I love. I'm coming home this December. Songs and cheer with the ones that I hold dear. Christmas the way I remember. I'm coming home, back to the place I love. I'm coming home this December. Oh, songs and cheer with the ones that I hold dear. Christmas the way I remember. Christmas the way I remember.
Fáilte agus díobh go léir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Kathleen O'Neill, along with Kevin Victory, inviting you to 2 hours of Irish music, news, and announcements on Detroit Irish Radio at crbradio.com. You can always email us information at Detroit Irish Radio, Detroit Irish Radio at gmail.com, or text us at 734-360-4866 if you have news to share. This show can be heard on the CRB Radio station right now, Studio One, and also at Detroit Irish Radio Facebook page. The link is there. Later on, you can listen once again at those two sites, either at crbradio.com or Detroit Irish Radio Facebook page, and it's also archived on the Gaelic League of Detroit.org radio page website. So we're going to have a good time today in the last Sunday, last day of November. Tomorrow starts December 1st. Can you believe it? The whole year has been going by so quickly, and we are going to today, as we start preparing for Christmas, do a little bit of reminiscing, and I think this is one of the closest times where we have our Thanksgiving so late in November, and then December is within the same week almost. So we are going to go right into a lot of Christmas songs for the next month. There's plenty to play. We started with the High Kings, Christmas the Way I Remember. Everyone has different memories of good Christmases and some that weren't so good. So as you prepare for this year, let's create wonderful memories of either same traditions or add on and make some new ones with your family. Keep in mind that we are part of the Green Wave. There are 4 different Irish radio programs that you can listen to on CRB Radio on Sunday, Monday. Started off today with Johnny Costello with Rebel Rooster from 10 until noon, and then follow up with us on Detroit Irish Radio from 1 to 3. On later tonight from 8 to 10, we have IMC Amped, and that is with our good friend Patrick Johnson, who also puts on the show tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. So get in the mood. You'll be hearing a lot of nice Irish Christmas songs. We're going to start off with Aoife Scott now and her friend Andrew Meany with The December Letter, and then followed up with Too Sweet with December Waltz.
There's a glitter in the snow tonight from windows lit by firelight. Bags are swinging by my side full of things I hope you like. I'll send them off across the waves, I hope they reach by Christmas Day. Australia seems so far away, upside down where night is day. And if you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. And if you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. Street, the lights are up, it's been a month, still looking good. Christmas jobs and Christmas plans, busy shops and traffic jam. Frozen ground and sliding cars, people falling out of bars. Pa, you're better off just where you are. And if you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. Sleigh bell ring to our folks the joy it brings. Distant voice and strangest news send away our winter blues. We miss you now and that's a fact, it's just your presence that we lack. We know that you'll be coming back, so live it up and don't look back. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we miss you so. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, nowhere to go, just remember we love you so. If you find you're feeling low on Christmas Day, just remember we love you so.
Okay, that was a little bit of a waltz, but we won't be waltzing through the whole show. In fact, we're going to hear all kinds of things, and starting with our good friend, Pork Egan. Hopefully he's on the air. Pork?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
We got him.
Okay. Hi, Pork. How are you?
Oh, sorry, Catherine. Didn't know I was on so quickly.
I know.
anyhow, yeah, well, kind of calling in with some GAA news, of course, on this snowy afternoon in Michigan. And it's actually, we don't, in Ireland, the fields are still green. We seldom in Ireland, the games are postponed or cancelled due to snow, but rain and wind are common reasons. Usually it involves cancellation due to waterlogged fields or gale force wind and leaves the playing fields unplayable. But so snow is usually not a factor over there, just in case anybody wonders about playing games out, because all our games are played outdoors, of course, in Ireland. So that's not usually a factor. Well, 2 weeks ago, when I called in, we broke with tradition and spoke about another sport other than Gaelic football and hurling. And, of course, we were talking about soccer. And it was with very good reason, as Ireland had just won a soccer game for the ages just an hour before your show had started. And the Irish soccer team were playing in Budapest, of course, the Budapest, Hungary, in a World Cup qualifying game. They had to win that game, or their chances for a World Cup appearance would have to wait for another 4 years. And remarkably, as I think the whole world knows now, they scored the winning goal in the last seconds of the game. And this, understandably, became an audio and video sensation in Ireland for the past few weeks. So, yeah, I say, Cathy, we don't do soccer too much, but because it was such a kind of an exciting moment in sports, I thought maybe we could listen to that little clip today and relive what was really a great moment.
Parrott, Cullen, couldn't control it. Willie Orban stepped out. Azaz, some Irish pressure. Troy Parrott, they could be in here. Is that 2-2? The flag stays down. It's 2-2. The inspiration has come from Troy Parrott. Two goals again. A draw, no good, remember. We've got 10 minutes to find a winner and a place in the playoff at stake.
Stoppage time now at the end of the game. Are Ireland going to come up just short? A goal shy, 3 points shy. Johnny Kenny's in after this. Adam Eder, Kenny around the back. Kenny! Oh, what a chance and what a save by Dibuz.
The 5 minutes are nearly done. The referee will add a few more on. Darrow Shea's header. Nathan Collins in after it. Willie Orban across for Hungary. Are they going to be able to hold out? Orban's clearance up the field. The referee letting play continue. One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queeve Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. There's a chance!
Yes!
Oh, there's the goal! There's the goal! Yes! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end, Hungary have been caught. They were hanging on. This is just stunning. 3-2, the time is up. The referee has to finish the game. I've no voice left.
Instinctive from Parrott to be in the right position to finish up. Oh. The scenes down below is absolutely incredible.
There'll be a statue on Sheriff Street tomorrow for Troy Parrott.
All right. Park, I want you to know that you aided in the pub quiz, because that was a question that Sheila asked, was what team did Ireland beat to advance in the World Cup series or the soccer?
Well, I hope everybody knew it, Kathy. I hope they were all listening.
No, they weren't, but our team got it. And that's what counted. Yeah, so very good. And what an exciting time, huh? For the announcers
it was
as well.
Great moment. Great moment. The scorer of that goal actually was a Dubliner called Troy Parrott. Not actually a really strong Irish name, but Troy Parrott nonetheless. And he actually is from Sheriff Street, in the Sheriff Street area of Dublin. So that was a reference about a statue going up on Sheriff Street. He had scored two goals in the previous game, a few days before that, against Portugal. Ireland had beaten Portugal. And then he scored three goals in the game that we just listened to. So I actually scored five goals in a period of over two games. So he has cemented himself in as an Irish soccer hero. So just to kind of, shall we say, move on a bit on that, the next two games for the Irish team will occur in March of 2026. So the two more games in March of 2026, if they win those two games, they'll be in the World Cup final. So that'll give it, of course, the World Cup final will be played in North America, and some games played in the USA. And again, just to mention it, the USA have already qualified for the finals because they are a host country. So that's the conclusion of soccer, Kathy. Now we want to get back to the real sports.
Okay. The one that you live and die for, right?
Well, at least that's what we talk about on the show, and indeed it is great sport. So in late August of this year, with 2,200 Gaelic clubs throughout Ireland became involved in football hurling and camogie competitions. So for the last 3 months, there's been literally thousands of games going on throughout the country, as we've spoke about. And now the surviving clubs have got to the provincial finals in various competitions. So teams have won their county championships, and then they've gone forward to the provincial championships, and most of those are now around the final stage. So we'll kind of just do a quick little summary here. In Connacht, in football, St. Bridget's of Roscommon beat Mike Cullen of Galway. So St. Bridget's of Roscommon have won the Connacht Club Championship. In Ulster hurling, Shlochneil of Derry beat St. John's of Antrim. So they are the Ulster Club Hurling Champions. In Leinster football, that final will be played next weekend. It will be Ballyboden and St. Enda's of Dublin. And they're going to play Athy of County Kildare. And then in the Leinster hurling final, it'll be Ballyhale Shamrocks of Kilkenny versus St. Martin's of Wexford. And then just earlier today in the Munster hurling final, Ballygunner of Waterford beat Aero Og of Clare. And see a couple of more here. And then in the Munster final, football final, it'll be Dingle of Kerry versus St. Finbar's of Cork. And finally, in the Ulster football final, it'll be Kilcoo of Down versus Scotstown of Monaghan. And you'll see from these results that a lot of these clubs that have won in their provinces that were not necessarily from strong counties. So the strong clubs come from all types of counties, a lot of times weak counties. And so that makes it even more exciting. So a club that was from a weak county, a county that may never have got to an All-Ireland final, can actually get to an All-Ireland club final. And just gives another added dimension to the club championships.
Yeah, that's kind of nice, isn't it? That you're not always depending on the stronger teams to carry your county through.
No, so you got a good club. Like I said, I mentioned that Kilcoo from County Down. They've been one of the top clubs, even though County Down haven't won anything in recent times in football. Or you go down to Waterford, Ballygunner is a club down in Waterford. We haven't heard Waterford winning any All-Ireland in a long, long time, and so on. So that gives So the next few weeks, those provincial finals will be going on, and then into the new year, we will have the All-Ireland club hurling and football finals. And actually, counties are starting to get mobilized again, and as we go into the January and February, we'll be hearing about those games starting off again. So just let you know that you're still going to hear from me.
And we'd love hearing from you. Because you always give us some little tidbit beyond the GAA sports. You come up with music and you come up with different things that are happening in Ireland. And it's all good, Park. So appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, talk about music. You know, we'd always like to feature some music at the end of our talk each week. And, of course, when it comes to Irish music, there's many, many choices. But sometimes we don't have to go too far for great artists. And last weekend, so the music this weekend is for an artist that played last weekend at the Gaelic League. And actually, we were treated to some great music last Saturday. Well, there's music many nights, but last Saturday night in particular, we had Sean Gavin presented some musicians through his Irish Music Institute. And one of the artists that sang and played there was Hannah Harris. And I just thought, you know, when we hear such great music down there, we shouldn't go outside. We don't have to go outside the area. I think Hannah Harris, I think she's from Michigan. But she played at the Gaelic League, and it was a terrific evening. And the song that I chose was Passage West. Actually, Passage West is a town in County Cork. And a fairly modern song, actually. Most of the songs, Irish songs, are old songs, but this was actually since 2009, written by John Spillane. I think it's kind of an immigration type song from Passage West in County Cork. So that's about all I have for you, Kathleen, this week, I think.
Well, very good. And we did hear from Hannah a couple weeks ago before the concert, and I believe she was the one that studied down in Cork, and Bear was the one that studied up in Limerick or something. That's why they called themselves the Shannon Lee. The two rivers. So very good. I like that you're playing a selection from, like you say, a local person, but Hannah and herself. I myself was unable to make it because it was family Thanksgiving that Saturday. And
as you know, over the last few months, we've had some great music down at the Gaelic League. I mean, just as good as you can get. So, it's always great to hear some local artists.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Thanks for taking the call, Kathleen, and we'll be back to you again.
All right. Thanks a lot, Porrick. Really appreciate it. God bless. With that, we'll listen to Hannah Harris with Passage West.
My love in Passage West, the sun was sinking down to rest, the river to the stars confessed, 'twas a dark-haired woman I loved best. We wandered down by the chapel square, and there was magic in the air, and Mother gently pressed the burning river to her breast. I offered her a golden ring, my hand, my heart, and everything. I offered her a sweet love nest by the flowing banks of Passage West. Hola, will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Hola, will you stay? Will you stay? Will you stay? Hola, will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Hola, will you stay? Will you stay? Will you stay? Watch the ferry come and go. We watch the river ebb and flow. The tide breathe in and the tide breathe out. We watch the passage flowers grow. The ghostly forms of the hungry years in sad procession did appear, with hope and sorrow made their way. grass grows green on the other side, and mighty ships sail out the tide to far-flung harbors across the sea, far away from passage, my love and me. Oh, love, where you go, where you go, where you go. Oh, love, where you stay.
How nice. And we want to thank Porrett Geoghegan for that song selection today. And I'm so delighted to have the singer, and I don't know if songwriter, Hannah Harris on the air now. Hi, Hannah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Kathleen. How are you?
Very good. Now, did you write the song as well?
I did not. This was a song by John Spillane out in
West Cork.
Oh, you know
what? I did hear. Porrett did make mention of that. And but beautiful. You
Thank
do
you.
A nice job
I,
with
that.
I
was a little throwback listening to that just now.
Very, very nice. And you were the one that went studied in Cork, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that makes perfect sense. Porrett Geoghegan
yes,
gave us a little...
Yes, I've heard in the pubs a few times.
Yeah. I was going to say he was shared a little bit that this from up was a place in Cork. So tell us, how are you doing and what are you doing and what's being planned soon for you and the other wonderful artists that are part of your group?
Oh, I'm doing great. We had a really nice show at the Gaelic League just a week ago there, so really enjoyed that. It was a great night. Thank you to everyone who was out. But we are ramping up for some December gigs. So the next one on the list is Irish Christmas from Corktown. So that is myself and three of the Gavins. We've got Mick, Sean, and Mike, and we'll also have Siobhan Donovan, Katie Else, and Nick Garris joining us. So we did a Christmas show last year in Plymouth, and now we're taking this to a couple of new venues. So we're already sold out on the December 10th gig, but we'll also be playing in West Bloomfield at the Bay Point Golf Club on December 11th at 7:30. And tickets are available now, and you might be able to still snag a Black Friday discount in the next day or two. So that's what's happening at the moment.
Okay, so how are people able to get those tickets then?
That is on irishmusicinstitute.org/events.
All right, and once again, it's on December 11th, which is a Thursday.
It is.
The flyer I see says starts at 7, so obviously the doors are open at 7 and the concert itself starts at about 7:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And can you share more about yourself? I didn't know you had some recorded music. Do you have albums out?
Yes, I do. So you were just playing a track from my first album, which was released back in 2020. Mid-pandemic, all the recording got done before that. But that was the first one, and then I just released another one this past February. That's called At the Core, and that's one that actually my partner Bear Whitmer was able to join me on for a few tracks. So even though we don't have any official Shannon Lee recordings out yet, we are working on one, but we do have a couple of recorded tracks out there in the world.
Okay, do you have a website or Facebook, or how do people can maybe purchase your music if they don't get to the concert?
Yeah, so if you want to look at my albums, they're on Bandcamp under my name, Hannah Harris, or you can also get there from my website, hannaharriskuehl.com.
Excellent. Excellent. I know you're here plugging a wonderful Christmas program, but it's wonderful to be able to plug yourself as well. And with Christmas, with Christmas coming up, people like, you know, new ideas of what to get those unique gifts for different folks. So
and you'll be giving me the gift of helping me clean out my closet. So
oh, wonderful. So Hannah, this one is being planned and advertised. Are you looking forward to any in the new year or anything that's coming up that our listeners that are in the Metro Detroit area can come to? Or are you going out of state or any of that kind of stuff?
Well, mostly sticking close to home. There's a couple things out of state in the new year, but let's see, we've got my duo, Shannon Lee, is going to be at the Trinity House in Livonia on February 20th. We have another gathering with the Gavins, so the Crossroads Kaylee over at the Arc in Ann Arbor, and that'll be on December 27th, right after Christmas. And then I also have, I'm working in reverse order here, I have an online digital concert, so anyone could tune in virtually to this. This is on December 15th, which is a Monday evening. It's through the Quarantunes Virtual Dulcimer Fest organization, and they put on a holiday concert, and I'll be part of that lineup with there. So we'll be doing a quick set. I'm on lots of other great musicians, so that's most of what's happening.
All right. Well, we love that you've called in and shared so much news, and certainly come back and continue to keep us updated with what's going on.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
One more plug for what's happening on December 11th.
December 11th is Irish Christmas from Corktown at the Bay Point Golf Club in West Bloomfield. It's at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are available in advance at irishmusicinstitute.org.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to meeting up with you. Okay.
Thank you, Kathleen. Have a good one.
All right. You likewise. God bless. Very nice when we can get to hear firsthand from some of our very talented local artists, as poor kid just mentioned. And the lineup is fabulous. Many people know Sean Gavin. He is an Ilian piper, Irish, plays the Irish flute and tin whistle. He also provides classes here at the Gaelic League Irish American Club on Friday evenings, and so you too can learn, if you're so inclined, to play Irish music and an instrument. And talking about that, today we have the Detroit Irish Music Association members coming in, some of them from 3 to 5 for a session. So you may, if you're out and about and looking for something to do, come on down, meet up with our friendly bartender today, Kelly, and have a listen to some of the tunes and plan your shopping list, maybe even purchase membership for a few folks for the new year. And there's also plenty of merchandise that has arrived to be sold for those last-minute gifts for people. Actually, this is not last-minute, though. I hope for most people, we got a few weeks, right? And with that, we got a few songs to play, but I want to also take a moment to say Librahahana to those celebrating birthdays. I already pulled out my December, but didn't take a look. November, we do have today Mickey Clark and Magnolan Foss, both celebrating their birthday. Very happy birthday to the two of you. And then we go into December, December 1st on Monday. Andrew Boyle and Sue Riddle celebrate their birthdays. Wednesday is Tiernan Brennan, Patrick Brown, and Carrie Shivers. Friday we have Nancy Kelly and Casey Shepkowski. And Saturday is Steve Negron. Very happy birthday to all of you. Wishing you many more healthy and happy ones. And then we go into anniversaries, and we do have one this coming Wednesday. It's Patrick and Karen Wilson, but I don't know how many years. So very happy anniversary to the two of you. Wishing you many more healthy, happy years together. With that, we'll go into some music. We'll start off with Tony Kinney. He calls it the most wonderful time of the year. And then followed up with Indon Riley. Let's sing all the Christmas carols you know.
It's the most wonderful time of year. With those kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends comes to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas as long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sing it high, sing it low, sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Two thousand years gone before us. We're not the first to join the chorus. Sing O Holy Night and White Christmas. The first Noel, what child is this? Sing your joy, sing your heart. One word is all you need to make a start. Sing it high, sing it low, sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas carols that you know. And if you're not a true believer, sing louder, tune the receiver. Cause Chris Rea, while Mariah and the Pogues are all back on my radio. Sing your joy, sing your heart. One word is all you need to make a start. Sing it high, sing it low. Sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas carols that you know. And if they say you're totally tone deaf, make it up with more vocal heft. Sing Silent Night and Hark the Herald. Oh, little town, joy to the world. Sing your joy, sing your heart. One word is all you need to make a start. Oh, sing it
high, sing it low, sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas carols that you sing your joy, sing your heart. One word is all you need to make a start. Sing it high, sing it low, sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas carols that you know. Sing all the Christmas.